change your life.
A number of years ago, leaders of our church made a significant decision. They made a decision that we would be a church that would be externally focused. And what that meant was that we would constantly give our attention to those who are not a part of our church, to those in our community, to those who are in need, to those who don't yet know Jesus. And that decision led to a very clear vision that God gave us as a church. It's not complicated, but it is so powerful and significant. And our vision is simply this. God has called Pantano Christian Church to be a catalyst to bring God's blessing and influence into southern Arizona and strategic parts of the world. God wants our church to catalyze. That means get things started that truly bring his influence and blessing into people's lives in our community and around the world. And we've been living that out. This isn't just something that showed up on a piece of paper or was posted on our website. We're actually living this out in a variety of significant ways. We believe that in order to do that, to bring God's blessing, that the very best way to do that is by planting churches that give life to their community. So that all around this town and all around Pima County, all around southern Arizona, and all around the world, there are churches that are giving life to their community, addressing physical needs and addressing spiritual needs. And we believe that the church is best designed to be able to do both of those things. God intended for the church to make a difference in its communities in a very real and powerful way. That's why I say over and over, and I believe this with all my heart, the church, when the church is truly functioning as the church, is the hope of the world. And we've been living this out internationally. From places that are fairly close, like Rocky Point, Mexico, where we've seen whole barrios transformed by our involvement there. Or as far away, halfway around the world, places like Bihar, India. Recently, I got to visit with one of our mission partners, Unite for Africa, the country of Ethiopia, where we're doing some work there. And I got to visit a city called Wellanchitty. And in Wellanchitty, there's a church that started 52 house or village churches. And through the influence of this church, thousands of people have found freedom from the fear of the evil spirits. The tribal religious experiences of the past have continued to influence them. And many people have been afraid of the evil spirits. And they go and they spend a lot of money, a lot of time going to the witch doctors for protection. And they've discovered in Jesus a whole new kind of faith and life, free from the fear of the evil spirits. We taught them about malaria and how to prevent malaria. And the church members began to practice that. And they began to teach their neighbors about how to prevent malaria. And within 1 year, malaria was eliminated in that area. That's what the church is about. And that same church began to see all the orphans that were in their community. The government wasn't being able to take care of them. So the church members adopted these kids into their own families, caring for them as if their own. And the church didn't stop there. Seeing that poverty was so prevalent in their area, they set up what we call micro businesses. They would loan small amounts of money to people so that they could purchase a goat. And I actually got to watch people come and get those goats or set up a roadside stand or buy a sewing machine, whatever it took for them to be able to have employment to help themselves. And hundreds of people have been able to become self-sufficient and move themselves out of poverty and provide for their family because the church is making a difference in the community it's in. And we get to be a part of that as we catalyze these things to happen. And then it happens locally as well. We started in 2008 a church in the west side of the Sierra Vista. The west end, as we call it, is has the greatest need in Sierra Vista. And we intentionally planted a church in that part of town, the older part of town. This past summer, The church became its own church, independent, and it's called Move City Church. And they've adopted their neighborhood. They're making a difference in their neighborhood. They've adopted the local school, Carmichael Elementary, making a difference right where they are. This past January, we started Element City Church, Midtown, meeting at Catalina High School. That area where Catalina High School is one of the greatest need areas in Tucson. And the church has not only been able to minister through people through Catalina High School, but also with John B. Wright Elementary in that area, working with the food bank to set up the very first food bank in an elementary school, taking care of the incredible needs that are part of the families of the kids that go to that school. Providing backpacks and mentoring. And the school is going, we are overwhelmed with your generosity and how you're making a difference. That's what it's all about. When the church is the church, it makes a difference in the community that it lives in. And PCC is a catalyst. Dozens of our folks here, individuals and churches, have adopted schools and are making a difference because of our partnership with others in the city. And we partner with schools, we partner with other churches, we partner with government agencies. Because of all of that work, 75% of the schools in TUSD have been adopted by a church in our city. 75%. What used to be called CPS, it's now Child Safety and Family Services, saw what we were doing in schools and asked us to join with them and help them because they said, we are overwhelmed. We cannot care for all of the needs, and we can't always care for the needs in the very best way. Will you, the church, come and serve with us and help us? And we've got a whole group of people that are doing that. What I want you to know is this. You belong to a church that's changing lives and making a difference in this world. And that's ultimately what it's all about. If you're new to Pantano, I want to encourage you to come over and visit us at the Connecting Place. I'll be there, and I have some other folks that will be there as well. We want to meet you. And the reason that we have Connecting Place, and Connecting Place is just out the back doors. If you go out the back door and go out those right doors, you'll just turn left and you'll see it right there. There's a sign. Ask somebody if you're not sure where it's at. But we'd love for you to come over there, and here's why. Because we want you to belong to this church that is changing lives and changing this world. It's not enough just to come here on the weekends and watch a show, so to speak. Because that's not what this is. The reason we gather is to honor and worship God in our singing. It's to remember what Jesus has done. We do that in communion. It's to be generous in our giving. And it's to hear the Word of God. And later in my message, we're going to open God's Word. But that's not where it stops. That's, in a sense, only the beginning place. We want to belong to something that's bigger than ourselves, that's actually making a difference in this world. We need to. God needs us and wants us to move from sitting and observing to actually serving. And that's when life really begins to happen. I want for you to experience a profound purpose that's beyond the daily grind. You know, getting up and showering and getting dressed and going to work and coming home and taking care of chores or going to school and getting homework done. There's something more than all of that. And if you're in a place where you're ready to discover that, another place we have that can help you is a place called Next Step, right next to Connecting Place. And the folks at Next Step can tell you some places right away where you can begin to serve and make a difference. I want you to belong to a church that is changing lives, that is changing the world. I want to introduce to you our next significant way that we're going to live out our vision to make that difference. But before I do, I want to talk to you about how we go about doing that. It's important that you understand this. God has called us to be a catalyst. To bring God's blessing into our world. But as a catalyst, the core idea of that is that we're not going to do this by ourselves. We simply encourage others and help others and sometimes initiate some things that get others to join with us. And so it's not about this kind of arrogance that says we're the best church, we can do it all, we've got it all figured out. We know that we have some things to offer, but we know that there are other people, other groups, other individuals that have even more to offer. And so a part of how we operate, our principles, our strategies, that we believe so much in partnerships, where we share this together, that we bring important and unique gifts to the partnership, but others bring equally valuable skills and abilities to this that really make things happen, that they're not just ideas, but we actually see things happen in those partnerships. And then to be a catalyst. We've learned that it's not just about giving aid to somebody or a group and then we're done. It's about empowering people to help themselves. And so we provide funding or teaching or encouragement or whatever is necessary in the situation to empower people to help themselves, to empower churches, to empower groups who can really take the lead in ministering to their own community, helping people to help themselves, which provides a long-term change and transformation. And that's what we're about. We're about partnership. We're about empowerment. So what I want to do today is I want to announce our next major project. We're calling it Empower Ecuador. And what we're doing is simply this. Just like I said, we have partners. We're partnering with a group called Stadia. Stadia is a church planting group that we've been working with for a number of years. They've helped us plant churches right here in southern Arizona. Now we're joining with them to plant a church in Ecuador. And what Stadia has done is been able to find a successful church planter and planting church in Ecuador that we're going to work with. And what we're going to do is that we're going to work with Pastor Freddie Mendoza. Pastor Freddie Mendoza leads a church in Guayaquil, Ecuador, the second largest city in Ecuador. And he leads the church called Plenitud de Dios, the fullness of God. And they've already been planting churches, and they have identified an area in Playas, Ecuador, 60 miles south of Guayaquil, that has incredible needs and needs to have a life-giving church that gives life to its community. Now, Playas is known. You can actually Google it, and you'll see some incredible pictures of hotels, some long, beautiful beaches. It is a tourist area. It is also a significant area where they do fishing. But just behind the beach and just behind the strip where all the classy hotels are, you discover the real life of Playas. What you discover behind those hotels and the beach is an area that's basically like a barren desert. Because of drought, it's just literally barren, and it doesn't look like anything like the beach area. In fact, the people that live there who service a lot of the tourism industry or provide the fishing, they actually created a whole community by squatting. They didn't have property. They didn't have land. They just set up shop, so to speak, with very crude kind of housing. There's no running water. There's no sewer systems. Sanitation is incredibly poor. There's no electricity except a few street lights. There's no transportation. 70% of the people there live in poverty, struggling just to get by day to day because of all of these issues of water and electricity and transportation. 65% of Playas are children and youth under the age of 18. And because of the conditions of the community, many have gotten involved in gangs, drinking, drugs. There's really not a lot of other opportunities for them. And so another partner that we're involved in this project is not only Stady and not only Pastor Mendoza and his church, the Fullness of God, but also Compassion International. And Compassion International only will work through local churches because they know that it's the local church that will sustain real transformation in a community. And it's only the church that can bring both the physical and the spiritual elements to it. And so what Compassion will do is that they will set up a child development program through the church that we will help start that will make a difference in the lives of children and ultimately make a difference in the lives of family. The child development program will support the kids and the families in spiritual ways and physical ways with education and with health. And we will sponsor about 200 of the most needy kids in Playas. 2 years ago, I went down to investigate how this was all working out before I was ready to commit our church to being a part of something like this. And I got to see firsthand what it was like. We went to a number of sites where a church had been planted, where Compassion had come in and a child development program had been developed. And what I saw in each site was I saw life. I saw vitality. I saw churches that were really making a difference. It was incredible what was happening in each of these sites. In order to build this building, which will become a church and a community center, school, it'll serve all kinds of needs in Playas. We're going to have additional partners, not only Stadia, not only Pastor Mendoza and his church, not only Compassion International, but the churches that we've planted here are going to join with us. Move City Church in Sierra Vista, Elements City Church in Midtown, Revive, which is in the south side. These churches are going to join with us to raise the money to build the building and to sponsor the children. So we're not doing this alone. We're doing this with a number of significant partners. And Pastor Mendoza has already secured the land in Playas. The land's there. They've put up kind of a hut there. They've already begun working in the community. They've already started. What they're waiting for us to come alongside them to help them so that they can build the building. Compassion will come in and we'll begin to see real change and transformation happening in Playas. It's already begun. The partnership has been established. We've set aside about half of the funds we need to help build that building. And so what we're going to do at our Christmas Eve offering is that we're going to supply the other half of that so that hopefully the very beginning of January we can send down the funds and they can begin construction right away and they'll do the construction on their own. And we hope to do that through our Christmas offering. If we raise more than the funds we need, and I think we will at our Christmas offering, everything above that amount that's needed to finish that project will go to our local benevolence because we serve people, all kinds of people outside our church right here in Tucson, all kinds of people that are struggling and, you know, a health situation or they lose a job and they hit a crisis, we've been able to work with them and help them. And we want to be able to continue to support that through our Christmas Eve offering. I mentioned that I went down there a couple years ago to see how this was all working. And when I went down there, one of the opportunities that I had was I got to go to a village. And as we were driving up, I was kind of surprised the road looked like it was brand new and drove into this one village. It looked really clean and nice and discovered that this was a village that didn't have a church. And when the church came in there, the community decided they wanted the church to be in the most prominent place. So they gave them property up on the hill overlooking the whole community. And again, it was one of those places where kids were everywhere, life was everywhere. And I asked, I said, this community seems unusually clean. And they said, oh yeah, it's because we had a contest. I go, what do you mean you had a contest? The church said to the community that if they would have a contest, that whoever cleaned up their yard the best would get paint to paint their house. It transformed the community. And with the church being there and with Compassion being there and with kids being helped, all of a sudden vendors started realizing that there was an opportunity here. And so the water trucks were kind of starting to come and other kinds of enterprises figured out that there was a source of income here. And so traffic started to build up so much that the government said, we got to build a road. And they got this brand new road into the village. And I'm just telling you, it's just one of those pictures of how life really is transformed and changed. While I was there, I got to visit a family that had been served through the Compassion Project. Compassion had trained one of the young women in the church to do this. And she would go to this house, a mother, a father, three kids. I think there were three. One was very young. And just a simple four-wall house, no running water, no electricity, sparse furniture. But the mom there told us about how incredibly important it was what the compassion-trained person was able to do. Taught her about nutrition that she didn't know about. Taught her about hygiene, how to keep her child healthy. Just some of the basic things about safety and health and nutrition. And she was so grateful for the relationship and for the help she got, simply based on education with things that she just didn't know about. In fact, she was in tears as she was telling us what a difference that had made in their family's life. And that's what we want to be a part of. You as an individual, your family, your group can make a difference in Playas. For a family, for a whole community that struggle just in daily life, to help them with daily life and to help them to know the hope of what it means to be able to know Jesus and not fear death, to know that there's an eternity of hope. And that's what we get to be a part of. I'm so proud to be a part of our church that wants to make a difference. And you belong to a church that's changing lives and changing the world. So, we've talked about how we make a difference through partnership and empowerment. We've talked about where and what we'll do in Playas. But let's ask one more question. Why? Why do this? We know that worldwide, 85% of people who make a decision to follow Jesus do so before the age of 14. Worldwide, those who decide to follow Jesus, 85% make that decision before age of 14. And so it's critical that we plant a life-giving church in a community where there are so many kids. Remember, 65% of the population is children and youth. We've got to have a church there so that they can have an opportunity to even know who Jesus is. It's critical for their lives in every sense of the word. Without a church, they're not going to know the love of Jesus. They're not going to know his ways. And without that church, they're not going to experience life to the fullness that God intends for people to have. Poverty is clearly a powerful factor in Playas. And people in poverty are often without hope. They're often powerless. They feel disadvantaged. And they need good news. People in poverty need good news. I mentioned that I was going to wait to the end of my message to look at Scripture, and I want you to take your Bibles and open to Matthew chapter 9. It's page 681 in the Bibles that are in the seats in front of you. 681, Matthew chapter 9. I want us to look at Jesus. This is a Scripture. I've shared this before. This is a Scripture that has powerful meaning for me. It gives us a picture of who Jesus is and what he values, and it ultimately answers that question, why are we doing what we're doing through Empower Ecuador? Chapter 9 of Matthew, verse 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. That is a summary of Jesus' ministry. What did Jesus do? He went from town to town, village to village, proclaiming the good news, letting people know that they could have a relationship with God the Father, and giving attention to the physical needs of people. And that becomes that model for us. because we continue the work of Jesus, going from town to village to area where there's a church that's needed, where good news is needed. We are the good news, we tell the good news, and we give attention to the physical needs that are there as well. And then it goes on, verse 36. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus would see the crowds, and what he noticed was that they were like sheep that had no shepherd. No, you know, most of us don't have a lot of interaction with sheep, and we are not, you know, we don't have flocks. But it's not hard to understand what Jesus was seeing. These people were like sheep that had no shepherd, which meant they were in incredible danger. Anyone could come and steal a sheep, or a predatory animal could come and attack them, and nobody was there to protect them. Further, a flock needs a shepherd to take them to food and water. So that shepherd's vital for their well-being and their life. And Jesus is looking at these crowds and said, they don't know that they have a shepherd. They are in danger. They can't experience life to its fullest. And it says that when he saw the crowds in that condition, he had compassion. Now, the word compassion, this was originally written in the Greek language, which was the universal language of that day. It's been translated into English, and the word that was originally there translated as compassion is literally the word bowels. When Jesus saw the crowds, it hit him in the gut. It moved him emotionally with a deep, powerful emotion. The kind of thing that sometimes happens when maybe you get traveler's diarrhea or something and you get hit in the gut and it just doubles you over. You feel it intensely. And it moves you to act. It's a great word picture, isn't it? When Jesus saw the crowds, he was moved with emotion. Not only were they sheep without a shepherd, but they were being harassed and helpless. And both of those words in the original language refer to animals. Harassed describes an animal who's literally having its skin ripped off. It's describing what happens all over the world, right here in Pima County, as well as Ecuador, where people are being beat up by life, where there's all kinds of things in this life that just rip away at us, that rob us of the life that God wants. And then the word harassed, it describes that. And then the word helpless describes an animal whose leg is broken. If a sheep's got a leg that's broken and a predator comes or a thief comes, it can't escape. And Jesus looked at these folks who are just being beat up and ripped up and have no way on their own to fix this. And no shepherd there to help them. And so Jesus is moved by what he sees. And then notice then what he says after that in verse 37. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." He changes analogies there, goes from a flock to agriculture. He says, look, there's these crowds, and there are so many people out there that actually want hope. They want a Savior. They want a shepherd. The problem isn't that people don't want it. It's that we don't have enough people that are going out there to make that difference. And so pray to the Lord that people would go and tell him that they actually have a shepherd. He's the good shepherd, Jesus. And that's the reality for us. There are crowds all around us. There are 900,000 people in Pima County that are not connected to any church. 900,000. 10,000. That's a huge crowd. There are tens of thousands in Playas, Ecuador, where there is no church, and they are looking for hope. They're hoping for good news. And so Jesus says, the answer is, get people there. Get people there who can share the good news and make a difference. And that's what Empower Ecuador is all about. Through the church, the fullness of God, through Pastor Mendoza and his team, we're going to be able to see an incredible influence as a church has begun, as they begin to care about their community, as they begin to see the needs of people and respond to those needs, as we begin to see that church in Playas bring about transformation and real positive development in that community. Together, we can make a difference. And you belong to a church that is seeing lives change and that's changing the world. I'm going to ask our servers if you would prepare for communion and offering. And while they're doing that, I want to give you a couple things that you can actually begin to do. When you came in, I hope you got this card that says Empower Ecuador. On the front, it gives a brief description of the project. But on the back, it talks about some things that you could pray about. Remember what Jesus said when he saw the crowds and he had compassion? And then he says to his disciples, he says to us, pray. I want you to pray. I want you to pray that God will already be at work in that community, that God will be protecting the workers from the church that will begin to work there. I want you to pray that we'll get the building put up and built. I want you to pray that we'll begin to identify the most needy kids that are there. There's some suggestions on here about some things to pray about. You can put this on your refrigerator or put it with your Bible, wherever it'll remind you to pray. And then you can give. Our Christmas Eve offering this year is going to go to finish collecting the funds to build that church, that community center, that school. We have four services at Christmas Eve, 3, 5, 7, and 9. You can come prepared to give, or you can give online electronically if you prefer. What I want to challenge you to do is this. Is don't think of the Christmas offering as just something you give your spare change to. I want to challenge you to be generous, to make a real difference in real people's lives. Giving an alternative to young people that they don't have to go into a gang or just become addicted to the drugs and the alcohol that are a part of that. To give those kids hope, to give families a sense of purpose. So we're going to have that opportunity. And so keep this card as just a reminder of what we can do to make a difference. We come to our time of communion, and if you're new here and you're a follower of Jesus, we invite you to participate. The servers will pass the communion tray, take the cup and the bread, and pass it to the next person. And then I want you to reflect on this. 3,128 miles from us is a little village called Playas, Ecuador. Today there is no church there. But within the next few months, there will be a church there, and just like us, they will be partaking of communion. And it reminds us that we share the same Lord, the same faith, the same hope, even though it's communicated in a different way and in a different language, we become one as the body of Christ. And so, as you take communion today, remember the blessings of God. That's what communion is about. We remember that Jesus sacrificed himself. Our sins are forgiven. We have an open connection with God, our Father. We have the hope of eternity. We have the guidance to live life well, following the ways of Jesus. God has blessed us with all that. He is with us. And through us and our other partners, there can be people in Playas that can experience the very same celebration. So as we celebrate the blessings of God, we also pray that God's blessings will be on Playas, Ecuador. After our communion, we take an offering. And again, I just want to remind you, you are part of a church that is changing lives here in southern Arizona and all over the world. We're changing the world. And I'm so grateful for your support, your prayers, your giving, because having a strong, healthy Pantano here allows us to influence so many others that are beyond our doors who will never even come and visit here. That's what God wants us to be as a church. That's what he's called us to be. And your giving makes a difference. Let's pray. God, we pray for the Plenitud de Dios Church in Guayaquil, who is now already sending people to Playas. Already have a piece of land. The partnership has been established. God, now we ask that you would establish your church, your people, who will make a huge difference in the lives of tens of thousands of people. God, thank you for the opportunity to join with them. God, thank you for the opportunity to be your hands and feet, to bring life and hope to people who are struggling. God, thank you for that opportunity. Thank you for being a God who loves. Thank you for being a God who sends. Thank you for being a God who cares. In Jesus' name, amen.